Back to the last member of the Gemara just before that. It's an interesting Gemara, a lot of ways to explain it. The Gemara raises a contradiction. The Gemara has been discussing the role of a Parnas HaTzibur, the role of a Dayan, the role of a leader, and his relationship to the Tzibur, and the relationship of the Tzibur to the leader. On the one hand, the leader has to rule with a strong hand. On the other hand, the leader has to have a sense of patience and tolerance, and he has to understand the needs of his constituents. And that's some of the Gemara that we had just before this. As Harulit Tzibur Shetehe Emas Dayin Aleyen, the Tzibur has to revere its leader and have a sense of awe. At the same time, as Harulit Dayin Sheyispo Es HaTzibur, Dayin has to be able to indulge and to be able to sovel, even if people don't always act in the most appropriate manner. Ad kama, to what end? Kasha yisaho min asayonek, the pasuk in the Haloscha. Moshe Rabbeinu there is frustrated by the fact that he can't handle everybody by himself. Because Baruch Hu then added on the many tzikanim. That's where you have the appointment of the Sanhedrin. But Moshe describes, how could I do it? I can't handle their requests. But this is as far as the Dayan has to go. That expression that Moshe uttered, even though he uttered it in the sense of despair, but this becomes a model that a leader has to be able to bear the load of his community. Okay, so in this vein we have the following. Siv says in one pasuk, Ki ata tavo. Uksiv, it says in another pasuk, Ki ata tavi. What are we discussing? What are we referring to? Rashi quotes, Ki ata tavo es ha'om, mashma gam ata ke'echad mehen. You, along with them, together. You are like them, on the same level. The other pasuk, Ki ata tavi, mashma lashon sevara noegalein. You have to act as the boss. The context of these two psukim are in Parashas Vayelech, describing the leadership of Yehoshua when he's being initiated as a leader. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him a charge. He's going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the beginning of the parasha, there's one expression, and that is what Moshe is saying to Yehoshua. Perek Lamed Aleph in Dvarin, Pasuk Zayin. Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua, Vayome Elov, Reinecho Yisrael Chazak Ve'emotz. What does Moshe say to Yeshua? Be strong, because you will tavo es ha'am hazeh. You will go into the land, tavo es el ha'aretz. You will go to the promised land along with everybody, and you're going to make sure they inherit the land, and Hashem will be with you, and so on. That's Moshe's words to Yeshua. Kata tavo es ha'am hazeh. What's the other pasuk later in the parasha? Later in the parasha, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chav Gimel. Now this pasuk is not immediately clear who's speaking, but it becomes clear as you read the pasuk more carefully. The previous pasuk says, "Vayichto Moshe Sashiva Zos Bayomahu Bayilamdo Es Bnei Yisrael," referring to Shiras Hazinu. Now it says as follows: "Vayitzav Es Yeshua Benun." So who's speaking? Who's commanding? Again, the previous pasuk is "Vayichto Moshe," so you might have thought it's Moshe. But let's read the pasuk more carefully: "Vayitzav Es Yeshua Benun Bayomah Chazak Ve'amotz Ki Ata Tavi Es Bnei Yisrael El Ha'aretz Asher Nishbati Lahem." So now it says that you should be strong because you will lead Bnei Yisrael, so you'll bring Bnei Yisrael to the land that I have promised them, and I will be with you. So it would seem, therefore, that this pasuk is not going on Moshe. You know, even the previous pasuk of Eichtov Moshe, Vayitzav, is going on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how Rashi explains right away on this pasuk. Vayitzav is Yeshua ben Nun, says Rashi, Musav l'mala klape shchina. Kemoshim Meforash, El Oretz Hashem Ishbati Lahem. So Hashem is speaking in this pasuk. But now we notice an interesting inconsistency. Whereas in the earlier pasuk, which was Moshe's words, Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua, Vayomer lo b'nei chayei Yisrael chazik ve'ematzki, atah tavo es ha'am hazeh. You, along with them, are going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't emphasize Moshe, Moshe doesn't emphasize Yehoshua as being the one to bring them in. It talks about Yehoshua along with them together. This pasuk, which now we see is Hashem speaking, Ki atah tavi es b'nei Yisrael, El ha'artesh nishbati lehem, referring to Yehoshua, you will bring them in. It doesn't talk about you with them together. That's the contradiction that's being raised in the Gemara. What's the contradiction? As Rashi emphasizes here, Tavo esa'a mashma gama ta'kechad mehem, ki atah tavi mashma srara noeg aleihem. You act as boss. So that, what's the answer? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says of Yochanan, Pshat is as follows. Amar lo Moshe li Hoshua. This is now the first pasuk, the Tavo, that's the pasuk of Moshe speaking. Ata v'askenim shebador imahem. You, and you with who, are going to lead them? You along with the skenim. They represent the people. You and the representatives of the people will go with Eretz Yisrael, meaning you along with the skenim will be the leadership. Not you as the sole boss. You with the skenim of the door. So there's a sense of, you know, a joint type of an authority. This is what Moses said. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something different. He had a different emphasis. Tol makel, v'hach al katkodam. Take a stick, dramatic language, and bang it on their heads. In other words, this is not democracy. You are the boss, you enforce standards that you feel should be kept. And he goes on, Dabor echad ledor, this means Dabor is a lesson of a leader, Yadber amim tachtenu, means to lead. To lead. One leader to the generation, ve'en shnei Dabor ledor. You can't have more than one. It's going to be, it's not the model. The model is Dabor echad ledor. So therefore, Tavi. This, by the way, is quoted by Rashi and Chumash as well, this Gemara. Rashi quotes it on the earlier pasuk. Ki atah tavo es ha'am hazeh. So he quotes, Rashi and Chumash quotes from Unklis. Arei at te'ul im amo hadein. Moshe amel Yehoshua zekenim shebedor yu imach. Says Rashi, hakol lefi datan va'atzasan. According to their input, according to what they think, it's not just you. You get the input from them. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar Yeshua Ketah Tavi Es Bnei Yisrael Ben Elot Yishin Shbati Lehem Tavi Al Korcham. Whether they like it or not, Hakol Toli Bach To Makel V'Hach Al Kod Kodam Dabo Ech Lador V'Lo Shnei Dabam Lador. So Rashi basically quotes the Gemara. He just adds a few words here and there. If he daitan v'at sasan, this is Rashi in Chumash. So what does Rashi say over here in our Gemara? I'm explaining the Gemara. Moshe Amar Lo Zekenim Shibador. What does he say? The Bach, ve'ata imahem, them, and you're along with them. Al piem asay ma'ase. When you act in accordance with the consensus of what the zakenim say. V'lo tishtarer aleihem. Don't make yourself the sole ruler. Explains Rashi further. Da'hu kra the chiata tavo, the first pasuk, the pasuk chiata tavo, Moshe amaro. As you can see from the way it's written there, this is Moshe speaking about Hashem, the land that Hashem promised. So Moshe is the one who speaks. Actually, that's not what it says in the pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? The second pasuk, Ki atah tavi es ha'am el eretz shenishbati lohem. What does it say, la'avoseichem? I'm not sure what, no one changes it, no one's magia, I don't know. It doesn't say, in my chumash, doesn't say la'avoseichem. I don't know what to do with that word. Alma da kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo amar. Kodesh baruch hu said it, dabar echad manigech. Okay, so interesting Gemara. What do we make of it? And in other words, so what? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something different than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, so who's right? I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. So what did Moshe think? And what exactly is the issue dependent on? I mean, the Gemara is very ripe and fertile for all kinds of vinyanim, and you have to know where to go with it. So I'll share with you a little bit of what I saw. The simple way to try to approach it is to say that it's not as if it's a contradiction, but somehow they're both true. But okay, so if they're both true, so like still explain what's the nature of one versus the other. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a sefer of Agada and Hashkafa. They published it now as a separate volume. Originally, it was together with the Kovod Ta'aris on Yevamos. That's where I have it. And he has there Biurei Agados and Derech Hapshat and Biurei Tzukim. So he has a short entry on this Chazal. And he asked the obvious question. He says, Eich Shina Moshe Rabbeinu B'Nevuasa Mimash Hashem B'Yagvura. In other words, he assumes that if Hashem wants it one way, Tavi, then Moshe Rabbeinu must have heard that. So what is he saying, Tavo? The pasuk is earlier, but Nesdama, Moshe Rabbeinu heard what Hashem wanted it to be. So he answers a simple point. He says, Be'emes Shnei Advam Sadku Yachtav. He writes, they're both right. Ki Ze Vadai Shemanig Ador Tzorach Lishol Eitza. A manig needs to consult. V'lo Yechacham Be'enav Lismoch Al Daito. You can't be above it saying, I don't need to ask anybody. It's very important for leaders. We're in an election year now in America. It's important for Jews, non-Jews, people need to know. Never to think they're too smart to ask. Like Rashi quotes in Nasa Adam, right? Because Baruch Hu is teaching us a motto that you ask, you consult, even though Kosh Baruch Hu, right, doesn't need to consult, he doesn't need to make Adam with anybody else. But the idea being that the lesson for us, even if you know much more. People think, no one has the IQ like I do, right? No one knows it. No one has as much as knowledge as I know it. Why do I need to ask? No. Even if the person you're asking seems to be not less knowledgeable, but there may be things you can learn from them. That's the notion of anava. The epsh, shakat and yitin eitza, shakat alone is sorrow leha. It could be that there'll be something a cotton will say that will, I wouldn't have thought of, even though I generally know much more. Kimosha Re'ino, he brings a perfect example, Atzas Yisro, the Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Hiskim Udas HaMakom. Yisro ended up saying something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was agreed to, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think in those terms. So Moshe Rabbeinu Onis Oro is Amiyaksmo. You see that a manig should ask and should accept input. Okay, so that's true on one level. But that explains what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. The Tavi, the Tavo. But what's the other side of the coin? And he continues, Avula Achash Yishma Manigas Kohadeos. After the leader hears from all the advisors and all the opinions, Sarach Shateh Rala Maisa Mesura Biyadalavad. Practically speaking, now in terms of implementation, it's his decision and it's his action, and it has to be with a sense of I'm the buck stops here, if you will. They're going to be contradicting each other, and you're never going to get anything done. It's going to be gridlock. This is sometimes what happens between Congress and the executive branch, right? You know, it's never simple, but there's a reason for that. Okay, checks and balances, but the fact is that when you want things to get done in any kind of a system of government or corporate or whatever it might be, there has to be someone that's going to say, okay, I heard what there is to hear, and now I'm following through. Me. It's the same idea, he quotes from the Gra. So, according to Rabbi Chanan, it's a very interesting point. In other words, Elu ve'elu, there's a Kiyat HaTavo, there's a Kiyat HaTavi, and it's all true. Okay, it's a nice mahalach, and I think that's one way we can go. Questions? Okay, what else could we say? Well, there's always a sense that maybe there was a difference of opinion, but what would account for it? Moshe Rabbeinu had one vision. Hashem says, no. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not the way it's supposed to be. It has to be different. So if you want to go that route, so I have a pshat in Meshech Chachma here in Parshas Vayelech. It's an interesting take. What did Moshe Rabbeinu think and what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? So he has the following idea. The idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said Ki Atah Tavo is because Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the Hashpah of Yeshua was on such a level that was similar to Moshe. In what sense? The Gemara makes the analogy that Moshe was Moshe kipnei Chama and Pnei Yeshua kipnei Levana. This Kinim Shabador, they recognized there was a difference between Moshe's level and Yeshua's level. Yeshua's level is not in the same as Moshe. Moshe is compared to the sun, Yeshua to the moon. What's the difference between the sun and the moon? The sun is its own light, gives its own light. The moon reflects the light of the sun, but cannot have its own source of light. It only reflects what it got from the sun. Now Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Yeshua's level would be identical to his, which means that if the sun can make the reflect its light off the moon, so Yeshua can take his hashpah and invest the zakenim as also a way of transferring the hashpah via the zakenim. Those hashpah comes through Yeshua and through the zakenim, because Yeshua is also like the chama. So if anything, the zakenim could be the levana. So therefore, he felt that kieta tavo es amazeh, because you, the hashpah will ultimately go to the people through you and through the zakenim, because you are empowered as well to let the hashpah go through the zakenim to the people. However, that was wrong, because Yeshua was not on the level of Moshe, like the Gemara says here in Bava Basra, that the Oyelo Sabusha, Oyelo Saklima, the Yeshua did not have that same level. Yeshua was only the Levana. And therefore, all you can have is hashpah coming through you. Hashem knew the emes, that he wouldn't have the ability to make the Zakenim into a reflection of the light of Yeshua, that the hashpah should come through the Zakenim. Therefore, ketatavi daba echad lador. And therefore, you'll be mashpia, you know, through what you get from me, you'll be mashpia. But if you're only a Levana, if you're a Levana, you can't create anything beyond that. Okay, that's an interesting way to read it. He says something else afterwards. Then I want to share with you an interesting mahalach of the Briska Rav. This you actually have copied, because I thought it would be nice to come back for the Chazar purposes to that pay, which is what he does, in a sense. He goes back to that sugya, connecting this in you. So let's see what he does here. Very interesting approach. What do we make of the katatavo, katatavi? He has a number of questions. I mean, he assumes everything was in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When Moshe spoke to Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was only saying to Yeshua what Hashem had told him. So obviously there has to be some validity to what Moshe said. What's also the idea, tul makel b'hachal chod kadam? What is the significance of the image of the stick? So he explains like this. He says, v'nir aloma, you can see the paragraph ulam, almost toward the bottom of the page, v'nir aloma, he writes, both statements are correct. The two distinct aspects here. There are two types of leadership that express themselves on Klal Yisrael. Shnei ofani nesius k'nesiusan chol al kol Yisrael. And he quotes the Rambam in Chavav in Sanhedrin, when the Pasuk says, V'nasi v'amcha lo sor, one of the lavin in the Torah, is not to curse in Nasi. Says the Rambam that Isser goes on who? V'chedim kila ha-Nasi, Echad rosh Sanhedrin gedola o ha-Melech. So there's an Isser, V'nasi v'amcha lo sor, that goes on whether a person curses a king, or whether a person curses the Rosh Sanhedrin. And that would be the Aveir Nasi Gam Cholosor. What do you see? That the status of Nasi means the leader of the Klal, of the Tzibur, that expresses itself in one of two ways, either as a Melech or as a Rosh Sanhedrin. And that's because both of these things are Nesiyus and Al Kol Yisrael. Now he quotes the Gemara Dafei, the Braisa, on the pasuk Yosef Shevet Mihuda Mechokik Mibein Raglav. The Gemara darshins there that what are the two expressions? One expression, Yosef Shevet Mihuda, that refers to Rashi Golios. Rashi Golios, the chain that came from Yehuda throughout the period they were in Golos Bavel, they had the Rashi Gola, and the expression there is that's called Shevet Shiroden as Yisrael B'Shevet. They disciplined the people with the rod, that is one chain of leadership. Rashi Gola. M'chokin b'bein raglav, that refers to m'bnei banav shel Hillel. Semlamdin Torah Rabin. That's a different chain of leadership, and that's the chain that comes with the head of the Sanhedrin. The Rambam explains, and we saw this Rambam together, Paragdalid Lachi Gimel, Rashi Goliath Shibbaba, B'makom Melachin Omdin. So he says, what you really have here is the two dimensions we just discussed. You could have the notion of a leader as a Melech, and you have a leader in terms of Rosh Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says, Rashi Gola are B'makom Melech, the Yishim Radus is Yisrael, that's where Yashashav in Yehuda. And then you have the other Inyan of Nechokim Ben Ragav, and in both come from Yehuda, and both will not depart from Yehuda. There's a Nesius of Malchus, that's Shevet. There's a Nesius of Torah, of Sanhedrin, and that's Mechokek. And they also descend from Yehuda, but in a different way. That's the Tosus that we saw there in Dafei, as Tosus quoted in Yerushalmi, that one was Mizacharim, the chain of Rashi Gola is Mizacharim, and the chain of Nashi came from the Nekevos. That's why it says Miyehuda by the first one. That's direct, Ben Achaben. The other one is Mibain Ragla, but it's not Ben Achaben. Different Yichus. So now he goes to the bottom, look to the bottom of the column. He says, now we understand what's going on. Moshe Rabbeinu had both hats. Both, Moshe Rabbeinu was a leader of a Klal Yisrael in both dimensions. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, number one. Kimivur b'svachim daf kuv beis. There's a pasuk that they all quote by he b'shur melech. One way to read it is, not a kodesh baruch hu going in Moshe. Some person learned it that way. Many rayas. Moshe Rabbeinu has din melech. The other, and that's a Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira as well, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also Nasi HaSanhedrin. How do we know that? Daf beis. Moshe al Gabayan, right? You have the Shivan to Canaan, and the Rosh Sanhedrin is Moshe Rabbein. Says the Biskarav, Yeshua also had two hats. Yeshua had two minuyim. Yeshua was a melech, number one. Kimavur, the Rambam, Hilchus Malachim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel. What does the Rambam say there? That you have to appoint a melech al pi Sanhedrin, shall Ayin Aleph, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's Fahalacha, the Sefta says it. The Rambam says there, what does it say? Malachim Aleph Gemor? Yeah. Ein mamidim melech tchila el alpi beisdin shal shivim zekeinim ba'alpi navi. Ki Yehoshua shemino Moshe Rabbeinu ubeisdino. Kishau v'david shemino osam shmuel harmasi ubeisdino. The Rambam says that you can only appoint a king through a Bezdin shall Shim Zekanan, Senehagadola, and Al Pinavi. The Raya being Yoshua, who was Nismana Kemelech, Adi Moshe Bezdino, and also Shaul V'David. So here you see the first of the Rambam, that Yeshua had a din of Melech. There's a lot of discussion about this, but it's nearer the Rambam. And he says it's really a Pasuk. Pasuk in the Haftorah of Simchas Torah, the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. Called Isa Shayam Respicha. How do we learn out the halacha mor b'malchus chayv misa from this pasuk? You must. So we learned out of the pasuk by Yeshua. So what do you see? Yeshua was a melech. And what else was Yeshua? He was a nasi Sanhedrin. In Parshas Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Yeshua a svara, Yifkar Hashem keruchos v'samachtes yadcha love. What was Moshe giving over? The samachtas yad chalav. What was that? That smicha was as, to make him what? Like him a nasi Sanhedrin. Otherwise, what is shaychis? The only smicha b'yadayim, nothing to do with, you know, with the inyan of melech. That's the nasi. But then it's also the halacha that Yeshua was a melech, and that was what Hashem wanted Yeshua to be. Oh. So now he says, with this, we understand the Pshat and our Gemara. We have the Pasuk Keta Tavi Tavoas Amazeh, together with the Canaan. And we have Tavias B'nai Yisrael, and that is Dabar Echad Lador. So no, tell me, plug it in. What's what? So what's the Lacha Tavoas Amazeh? That's Yeshua B'Torah. Sanhedrin. Nasi Sanhedrin. So that, just like Nassan has this Canaan around him, He's a Rosh Sanhedrin, but you have the Sanhedrin. Now, he's not alone as the leader. So that's what Moshe is referring to. Dvarav shel Moshe was Leinyan HaNasius. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mimana him as a Nasi Sanhedrin, and which by definition is also halacha being a parnas al atzibur al kol yisrael. It's not just a local halacha, you're a judge. No, the judge, the head Sanhedrin, the Rosh Sanhedrin is a manhig of Klal Yisrael. Like we would build that on the idea of the Chokim Mibein Raglav. This is a Sarara on Klal Yisrael, but it's Mikoach Torah. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind when he said, Ki atah tavo esa amazeh zekenim shepedah yil imach. A Nasi, a Sanhedrin, has zekenim together with him. He can't do anything without zekenim. It's part of his role as a leader is with zekenim. Shbaruch Hu is speaking to Yeshua with Inyan Malchus. In terms of Malchus, then already it's a different story. Daba Echad Lador, you're not with anyone else. That's the Gemara. Tol Makel Vachal Kadkadam, why that image? Because you have the minui of a Shevet, not just the minui of Mechokek. The minui of a Shevet is literally the idea of a Makel. That's what a Shevet is. That's not Mr. the Mashal of Tol Makel. So this is the Taisha the Biskara. Okay, so you have a biskara in your pocket that works out very nicely with Gemara. I also saw in the shiurim of the Rav a thought, but he doesn't say a little different. Sort of in between Rav Chanan's pshat and the biskara, he says like this, that there's some things that a manig needs to get input from Zekanan, and some things that he has to take as the sole authority for himself. And he says one pasuk is referring to practical matters, not Torah matters. It's interesting. He says when there's a hanhaga, for example, kibush ha'aretz, so he doesn't go it alone. He has to consult, I guess, military strategy, v'chuli, things like that. The other pasuk is hanhaga b'divrei Torah. Kata tavi, the manig or the melech, when it comes to making sure that people keep the laws of Torah, that's not something to consult about. That you have to see yourself as the main driving force. That's how he wants to say. Okay, the all different possibilities. The mitzayin on the bottom. To look at the biskara, he has a different shot, but we just spoke out. Okay, question, thoughts. There's a lot more that you can say here. You can look at the Masha, and I'm sure many darshanim have said many things about this gemara. Some MS, some just homiletics, but you know, you can do a lot with this Gemara. It's an interesting Gemara. And, you know, there's always what to find. Okay, let's go right. I imagine this next Gemara in some way is related in terms of the idea of what we'll talk about now, the notion of Svara Beis Din and the power to summon somebody to Beis Din and to impose Nidui if they don't come. So in that way, I think it also blends well with the previous Gemara and the Amud. Tana, we have a Brisa. Zimun b'shlosha. Zimun requires three dayanim. Says the Gemara, my Zimun. What is meant by Zimun? Ileima, if you tell me it means bircha Zimun, in other words, to be able to mivarech the Zimun after Suda. So you need three, as we know. You can only have Zimun b'Gimel, even though there was that interesting Yerushalmi. Remember, I quoted Mishnas Yaakov, quoted Yerushalmi, that Zimun, according to Shmuel, as Shnaim Shadan Dinam Din, so you can have Zimun b'Beis. Fascinating Yerushalmi. What's the connection between being a Dayan, a Beis Din of two, and Zimun? So he tries to say something about Kim Nitzah, about Daskel, presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chuli, is what to say. But I'll quote upon him. We know Zimun is begimel, so maybe that's what Bircha Zimun is begimel. That's what it means. Can be. Why? Ilan Bircha Zimun v'asanya Zimun u Bircha Zimun b'shlosha. We have a brisa, another brisa that says Zimun and Bircha Zimun b'shlosha. It sounds like it's two different things. So it's clearly Bircha Zimun. Zimun is not Bircha Zimun. It says separately. B'chi teima. Maybe you'll still push back and say no, because Hirushi come to Farish. Maybe what it means there is that one is explaining the other. My Zimun, Bircha Zimun. In other words, it's really one thing. It's not two things. Zimun, the Hainu, Bircha Zimun. You have to know it. that's the case, why bother saying it? I mean, why do you have to mefarish it? Just say b'chazimun. Strange, right? We'll see, there's what to say in this. But that can be either, because v'hasanya, zimun b'shlosha, b'chazimun b'shlosha. Here another b'raisa, and it says b'shlosha after the first phrase. And now he can't say it's p'rushikum mefarish. P'rushikum mefarish, you wouldn't say shlosha two times. Strange. So the Gemara could have right away asked from this second b'raisa. Why do we have to go through, you know, emotions? Okay, so maybe it means bircha zimun, and maybe the b'raisa zimun or bircha zimun means it's a perush. The Gemara knows it has the other b'raisa, shlosha. So what? The Bach in the back is a very interesting mahalach on how to read this Gemara, the shaka with the pashup shat. We'll see. So what's going on? So now we have to obviously come up with another interpretation of zimun, because bircha zimun is already counted for. Ella my zimun as mune yudin. A new Indian. To be mazmin somebody within. Halacha is that somebody has a complaint against somebody else. They want to take that person to Beis Din. Beis Din is going to send a summons. And the summons is going to be issued by the Beis Din. And that's the halacha that has to be done b'shlosha. As mune ledin. Ki had amar Rav. This conforms with Rav's statement. What did Rav say? Hani beitrasa dayani, the yasvi, the other shricha de beidina, the amar mipuma de chad, lo amar krum, ad amar mishmei de kulu. So Rabbi said, if you have three dayanim, and you have a shriach Beis Din that's going to call somebody to come to report to Beis Din, and he comes and he only speaks in the name of one of the dayanim, That doesn't count for anything. It doesn't have validity. Unless, when he does it, he has to speak in everyone's name. So here we're talking about a concept of based in sending somebody a summons, ayidei shariach, so have to see the makoros for this inyan. But the halacha is, he has to say it, not nipum edachad. So this is the issue here. Zimun b'shlosha means that when you send a shariach based in, to be mazmin somebody ledin, he has to speak on behalf of all three. What does Rashi say? As munei ledina, Beis Din sheshochin shelucham, they send a shliach Beis Din lebal din to an individual litigant shetzoakim alav lavo the ladun lefneim shetzoakim alav. No, I think comma. In other words, he's sending a shliach to a person that people are have tainas against. And what are they sending the shliach to do? I don't think it's tzoakim alav, love of ladan. It's not that it's tzoakim. It's tzoakim alav the people, and, you know, the neighbors, or whoever. And what are Beis Din doing? Beis Din is sending to him that he should do what? Lavo, the ladan lefneim, that he has to come and be tried before the Beis Din. So now tzarech hashliach lazmino b'shem shlashtan. So when he does it, he has to be speaking in the name of the entire tribunal of the Beis Din. That's the halach. Zimun b'shlosha means the shliach Beis Din has to speak in the name of all three. We're talking about what the halach, the language used by the shliach. That's the halach. Is that what it means? Is that all it is? In other words, what about before the shliach gets sent? Who has to send him? Three. Also, no. Does there have to be a joint convening of the three together in one place to send the shliach? Rashi doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't seem to say quite that either. The Gemara says it's a function of what he says when he speaks to the person. He has to speak in the name of the three. See, it's interesting. In the Yad Ramah, I think you get a little bit more, another lit dimension. He writes, look at the Lashon Yad Ramah. Tana zimun b'shlosha, my zimun is muni ledina, she'ein Beis Din rasha'in l'shloach, u'ahazmin, echad mibali dinin, ledin, b'shein Beis Din, ad sheyehu b'shlosha. Ve'im lo hayu b'shlosha, v'shochu lo lebal din, ein zimun an zimun. Ve'im lo ba, ein min adnosa. So according to the Yad Ramah, does the Gemara mean to say that Zima Bishlosh is mamish the case of Rava? Or the Gemara is being Rava, but what the Gemara is discussing here is what? That they cannot send a shliach to be masmin someone l'din, the same based in atzi yehu b'shlosa. What does he want to be? What? Atzi yehu b'shlosa. What? So what do they have to do? They have to come together and convene in a makam nisuyam, which is their court, and then they say, we are sending you? This you don't see in Rashi, correct? As Muni would do, what has to happen? The Gemara just says, as Muni Ledina, and then Kihada Amar Rabba, like Rabba said. And he quotes Rabba, Hani Beit Klasa, Diyas, Bishadu, Lashucha, as Muni Lechad, Ba Ledina, and Ledina, Vas Lashucha, Ba Meshmad Lechad, Lo Makum. It sounds like the Gemara is using Rava just to sort of bring out the idea, but Kishen, that Rava said that if the Shliach speaks in the name of one that doesn't count for anything, and he goes on to say because the guy doesn't take it seriously, so by the same token, what is the Braisa telling us here has to happen is that the Beis Din as a group of three have to be sending the Shliach. I wonder, what would that mean? So let's say you have the three. I mean, look, obviously, if one person sends the shliach, he's not the whole Beis Din. So you need three, right? Of course, the Beis Din has to make the shliach. I can't decide on my own. So what would be an afkamina? Yeah?
If one guy sends, one of the Dayanim sends it on behalf of the whole Beis Din.
On behalf of the whole Beis Din, or the person gets, you know, each one signs in their own home. You know, each one, got, you know, you get the three Dayanim, you know, middle of the night, you wake them up, they come to the door, they sign, yeah, we want to send this person Hasmana. You get the three signatures are on the document, or each one gives their, based the order, and if you have to write it down, a document, each one gives the order, maybe usually Hasmana is written out, but whatever, each one gives their okay on the telephone or whatever. They never convened as a Beis Din to be Shaleach the Shliach. They each one gaze. So you have the authorization of the individual members of the Beis Din. It's interesting that Rav Moshe has it in a tshuva, in Yerodeach El Gimel, Kuf Mem Beis, a discussion about this inyan. You actually have to, in the Dibros on Sanhedrin, they took, so it's a long tshuva, but in the middle he discusses this Gemara. I think it might be enough days there in the tshuva. But they took a few paragraphs from that tshuva and the Dibros and Sanhedrin, what relates to our Gemara. Do you really need that or not? We don't generally require that bisman hazeh, that degree. Look, I read the Gemara with the Yad Ramah. It sounds to me like there is something of that has to be some formal convening of the Beis Din and then to send a shliach. This is not what you see in Rashi. Rashi just quotes the issue itself, the Rava. Zimun b'shlosha means that the shliach has to be speaking in the name of the three. Let's see further in the Rashi. So what did Rava say? If he comes along and says it, mishmei dechad, meaning what? Ploni dayan, mazmincha. So if the shliach speaks in the name of one of the dayanim, he gives the name, ploni dayan, is mazmin you. Lo amaklum. It doesn't. He didn't say anything. It says Rashi v'i lo azil. So if the guy doesn't go as a result, lo misham tinalei. Rashi brings us to another halacha, which again we'll see soon in the sugyas in the Merikatan. So we do not what? We do not put the person in chayre. See, Rashi, we can glean from this Rashi another detail in the process of what happens when Beis Din is summoning somebody, that they summon the person, and the person dismisses it. Could be there's more than once you have to send or whatever, but certain whatever point they don't listen to the hazmana. You again, this we don't do this today. Of course, we don't do nidui today. But the halacha, strictly speaking, is the person is put in chayre. Why does Rashi need to bring it in though? Pashta is what lo makum. So I'll tell you lo makum. My nafkamina lo makum because you're put in chayre. What would you say lo makum? My nafkamina. If it doesn't count for hazmana, so. I don't want to think about Chayram. Forget Chayram. Lo makum. You know why Lo makum? What's Rashi need to bring in? You read the Rashi, bothered by this. What's Rashi bring in? Too much information. I don't need to know anything about Chayim, right? You want more kumis, it doesn't count for anything. What does Rashi have to tell us in Chayim? In Yad Ramah, he mentions the Chayim, but he doesn't just mention that. The lesson of Yad Ramah is, take a look, Yadam Arava Hani Beitriyasadi Stiyasvi. See, in Rava's case, they actually were convening as three, but the Shriach was the one who only spoke in the name of one. What the Adama began with was that it sounds like they didn't convene as three. Anyway, what happens? The Yashadri was Shricha, was Munei Chad Baradin, and Radin, but other Shricha, the Oma Mishmada Chad Minai, Lo Makrum, the Ilo Asi Baradin Kamayu, so he doesn't come, Lo Mishamtin Alei. So he says like Rashi, you don't put him in Chayrim. Umeimar Amar, and he says, came at the Eel Lechudehu, the Shadr Basroi, since it's only this one that sent after me, Lav Zimunhu, Beloma Chayav Nelmeza. I'm not Mechuyiv to go. Hilkoch Lom Hashem Tinalei Ad Amalei Mishmad Kulu Beit Lasa, Velo Aza. Komokom, Shmamina, the Ein Zimun Pachas Mishlosh. So he also talks about the focus of Lom Hashem Tinalei, but he adds, because he figures, since it's Iyu L'chudehu D'shadar, it's not called Zimun. So let's be medayik again. So why don't we talk about the question of the Nidui? Is he Mechuyiv to go? Not Mechuyiv to go. He's not Roy for Nidui. Because what? Because he figures it's only one person sending. But really, truthfully, is Mechuyiv to go? It sounds like what? But he is. But Nidui, you won't be able to put him in Nidui. Why not? So the Yad Ramah says, because he can talk himself into thinking that it's not really, I'm not Mechuyiv to go. Is he really? If the Bezos sat and they sent a notice with the Shriach, and the Shriach said, name of one diet, does that count as Azmana Be'etzah? That's Mechayiv him to go. Sounds like it does. No, what else are you going to say? Anyone? Unless you want to tie in the what? Maybe he's Mechuyiv to go not because of Hazman, maybe Stama, and you have Kavod HaTorah. He's a Chash of the people, right? Not Mitzad Hazman. Maybe Stama, Kavod HaTorah, he's Mechuyiv to go because even if it doesn't count as Mana Bebezdin, that's a bit of a Deichet, you know? It's Kinira, it sounds like the Maisa, the Hazmana has a Tokef, but the teeth that comes in the wake of Hazmana that was not issued with the proper, formulated in the name of the three, so you cannot take it to the next level. Which perhaps the mashma. Yeah?
Lomar Klum is mashma.
That's true. Lomar Klum sounds like we take it this way. Lomar Klum, it doesn't matter. Right? It's such shame that the Lashon Lomar Klum sounds like it doesn't. So it could be Lomar Klum, but Gabi Nidui. Okay, if you want to say that I mean only these Mechuyiv to go mitzad Kavod HaTorah, then you're correct. Mechuyiv to go mitzad the Hilchus Dayanim and Hazmana, it doesn't count for Hazmana. Why is Rashi only talking about the Nidui? Because it would still be proper to go. Listen, if a hush of a person sends for you to go, Kavod HaTorah demands that you go. But mitzad the Halos Hazmana Ledin, it wouldn't have. Okay, then you can work it out. Then it works. Then the Lashon Lamakum would be okay. Yeah, I don't know today. I'm not sure exactly how to finesse it, but to me, it's a diuk. The Rashi, even the Yad Ramah, they both focus only on the Nidui component. You'll see in the Rif focuses on the writing of the Nidui. We'll see in a minute. Now you have to know, what about the Nidui itself? There's different things. There's the Hazman itself, and the Chiv to come. Then the Nidui. And then there's the writing of the Pascha, the thing that they write, which is another thing. So, this is the Halach. Zimun b'shlosha. Again, from Rashi tells us that it has to be said in the name of the Shlosha. From the Yad Ramah, it seems to be talking about that they have to have a convening of Shlosha in the same way that if they had a convened Shlosha and the Shliach didn't say in the name of all three, that would fall short. So too, they have to convene a Shlosha in order to send the Hazmanah. Again, Rav Moshe is not sure if that's really required in halacha. Today it doesn't sound like it is. And then the Gemara concludes, but you should know all this is only in one case, not in every case. There could be a case that he could even speak in the name of one of them, and it would be good enough. And what is that? Says the Gemara Vayter. Adam Shem Adikul, Hani Mili. It's interesting, like, what? No introduction. Hani Mili. Is this all part of Rava? Or this is the Gemara? So as an afterthought, this is also requires a hasbar. The Bach works all this out. His Pshat in the Gemara, you'll see it, takes care of all these diyukim. Why the Gemara mentions this right now, as if it's part and parcel of the same discussion. So it sounds like it's an afterthought. And you should know, Hani Mili, below Yom HaDina. When is all this true? It's not the day of the Din. However, b'yom ha'dina leislan ba, if it's a yom ha'din, which means what? What is the yom ha'din? So Rashi fills us in on this. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, there was a takanas ezra, sheni v'chamishi takanas ezra, he'd be Bava Kama. This Rashi belongs later, right? No? It's in the wrong place, correct? That's what the Bach does. He switches the place of this Dibar Maschil. No? Because it belongs later, yeah. So Yom HaDina, the Takana of Ezra was, one of his Takanas was that Beis Din would be stationed. This is also the first Mishnah Ksuvos, those who remember. Beis Din would be stationed, would be convening on Sheni V'Chamishi, Beis Din of Gimel, Beis Din by Yoros. So now, if it was to appear in Din, to Beis Din on the official day that Beis Din was in session, so then even if the Hazmana was said in the name of one Dayan, still, that counts as a hazmana and as nidui if he disregards it, the chuli. Why? What's the difference? I only said the name of one. Yeah? What's the difference? So the answer is because here he obviously understands that it's a serious hazmana. If it's not the Yom HaDina, and it's just one dayan that's mentioned, so he says, ah, it's not really a hazmana from the Beis Din. But if you know that the Beis Din is convening on this, it's obviously it's a real hazmana. What does the Yad Ramah say? Hani Mila Bo Yom Dedina, Yom Dedina made a Yadi. His words could be suggesting a different gear set. Same idea, but the words of the Gemara. Made a Yadi, the Afilu Kimichnifi Viyasfi. Mechdim is a gathered. The Afagav to Omar Mishma de Kulu, Meida Yada de Kulu Shadrua. What's the difference of Yom HaDina versus not Yom HaDina? He says, Meida Yada de Afilu Kimichnifi Viyasi. I don't know what that means. Afilu Kimichnifi Viyasi. I don't know how to touch those words. Exactly. Afilu Kimichnifi Viyasi. But the next words, the Afagav to Omar Mishma de Kulu, Meida Yada de Kulu Shadrua. He knows that the old sender. Therefore, b'chilo, aso kamayu moredu, he's a rebeller, umishamtinale. So in other words, he has to know better. If he doesn't know, if he could always hide behind an excuse, then it doesn't, he's not right for neither. But if it's clear, he should know that it's obviously the Beis Din is sending him, because it's a Beis Din's day, then you don't have to say, actually, from the whole Beis Din. Now, if you look in the Rif has a little bit of a different girsa, maybe. Either that or he's explaining the Gemara, but he brings another point in here. Look at the Rif here in the back. Just Derech Agav, when he quotes the previous Gemara about Dabar Echad Lador, he also has a couple of extra lines that he adds on to the Gemara. Maybe he's basing it on another Gemara, the Chaim B'Dabar Loma. He brings together something more. Anyway, Amar Rava, see, he quotes it as a statement of Rava. Its own halacha. He's codifying the Rava's halacha. Amar Rava, Hani Tlasa Dayani, Diyasvi Bebeidina. So Rava's case is they are sitting as a Beis Din, three of them. The Azo Shlicha Bebeidina, and comes the Shliach, the Kama Mishma Dechad Minayu, and he speaks in the name of one of them. Now you have the brackets here, Velo Asa. And the guy didn't come. Lo kasfin alei tzicha ad am mishma dekulu. Now, what were our words in the Gemara? What were our words in Rava? What do we have in our Gemara? What's the Girsa in the Gemara? Rav. Lo amakum adam shvedikum. So it sounds like there's nothing to talk about. Nothing, that's what we were in the Daik. It sounds like he doesn't have to come either, but Rashi's mashmai that maybe he does have to come, just no needly. The Rif quotes Rava, either it's a Perush or it's the Girsa that he had. Lo kasvina le psicha. We don't write. What is psicha? What is psicha? You saw it. What is psicha? It's the star of the nidui. Which sounds like it's not as if it's anything more than the nidui. Nidui is still here. It's just, okay. It's scary when it's written out. And there's a cost involved, and who has to pay for the cost of the sefer? The guy himself. So that, the Gemara mentions that, you know, certain nafgamina in terms of that, believing the shliach, as far as the money issue. But Lamaisa, the Nidui is a Nidui. But there's a written document of the documentation of the Nidui. It's a formal document that states that person is a Nidui. So the Rif brings that into our Gemara. That what Rav is discussing is if the Shliach doesn't mention everybody, only mentions one of the Dayanim, then what? Lukasvina le psicha. You don't write the star of the Nidui, add the Amr Shma de Kulu. Continues the Rif, below Yom HaDedina, or this is when it's not the day of Sheni V'Chamishi. Avo b'Yom HaDedina, so he writes, Neida Yadi, the Michnefi Kenufi B'Yasvi. A little bit of this in the Lashon of Yad Ramah, but there, I don't know what to make of the Lashon there. It's the Da'afilu Ki Michnefi, I don't know, but here it's clear. If Yom HaDedina, then Neida Yadi, everybody knows, the Michnefi Kenufi B'Yasvi. What does that mean? Translate, Michnefi Kenufi. They're gathered. Knufi is like to be gathered. We know that they're gathered and sinning, so therefore there's no wiggle room. It's clear. Maybe in the new edition they changed the words, I'm not sure, but the point is the Rif puts in the Gemara, he knows it's everybody. So, but for the Rif, the focus is on the writing of the star nidui. So we could have seen in terms of the Chiyuv itself to come. Rashi focuses on the Shamta. The real focus is on the writing of the shtar. So let's just see a bit for background. Where do we have this in the Gemara? There's two Gemaras. One is in Bava Kamma. One is in Moikatan. Let me start with my Bava Kamma. Then we'll go back. Okay, but Kama Kuf Yudei Zamed Beis. You guys don't have it, right? You saw it though in Seder, right? Okay, I'll read it from the Gemara. Kuf Yudei Zamed Beis. Amar Ravina, Hai Shlucha Drabanan, Mem Nina Leke Beit Shrei. A Shliach Beis Din is believed like two. He's granted a special Nemanus. We assume he's not going to be lying. What do you mean? What does he mean? What are we talking about? Saying what? Rashi explains. Shliach Rabban Shahalach Lahazmin Ish Ledin. So Rashi explains. The Shliach Beis Din goes following the orders. We have to see the Makar sending a Shliach, but Beis Din sends a Shliach to Mazmin somebody. The Chazav Amal Beis Din Enyo Atzalava. He reports back. He doesn't want to come. So mehamnina leke beitrei to lo meshaket beidina. We say he's not going to lie in Beis Din, and therefore we find sometimes people are given their manus based on considerations that you can assess that he wouldn't lie under such circumstances. He has a special manus granted. He's only one person. So nechetesa, you're gonna take action based on this. He has a manus. But gabi what? Sounds like you can assume it's true. They want to come to Beis Din. You can put him in chair, right? Continues the Gemara. V'hani mili l'shamta, aval psicha, kevan de mamona kamachasalei. When it comes to the issue of the shtar nidui, since the person is going to be having to lose money to pay the kabbay l'meisalei l'zuzi l'safra, he has to pay the sefer for writing it. Lo. Rashi, psicha shtar shanta, v'chishara l'shanta. What is the significance of having a shtar nidui? Rashi says, because lo sharalei ad yabu zuz the psicha le safra. In other words, when it releases him from the nidoy, he has to make sure to have paid also. They're going to write it up. So he has to pay the sefer for his efforts. So the point is that for that, we're talking about mammon. And what's the call by mammon? You need how much? You need shnei edim. So since it's in the gay mammon, so there you wouldn't be believing. So what would it be? So if he comes back and says that the person didn't want to come, so what would happen? So we basin would put him in chayr. What wouldn't basin do? They wouldn't write. They wouldn't write the shtar. Yeah, you think about it?
Yeah, I don't have the Gemara, but when Rashi said that he's believed,
he believes.
What is it? He's believed to tell basin.
Yeah, to tell basin that the guy doesn't want to come. It was how you know it's true. Because he didn't show up. No. Because it could be that guy has some excuse. Maybe he has a taina. Maybe he has another basin to go to. Like, he says no. He's telling me he's not coming, and there's no taina that he has. If a person says I'm going to another basin, the mashal, so he's not going to put a chayr. He said I'm not coming. Simple could be that. You think if he didn't come, otherwise he basically should say the chazak. He didn't come. Maybe he's on his way. Maybe Basin has to wait. Maybe it takes a few days to travel. Do we have to wait? No, he says, if he comes and says he's not coming, so you have to wait 3 days travel time. He says he's not coming. That's already a declaration. He's not coming. You can take action now. You can get that also.
Before I saw Rashi, I thought that it was that, what it would have been is that he's believed to say that he went to actually summon him in the first place.
Oh, I hear.
As opposed to not being...
To believe that he went. Nope.
Because otherwise the guy's not
here. No, but again, it could be enough convenience, even to do that. But okay, I hear you. Maybe you have to believe him for that too. But how do you know that he went? So maybe you have to come to one rash to say that. I'm not sure. Yeah, the Gemara goes on with other things about this. The Rambam brings these halachas of Shulchan Aruch, halachas of the writing of the shtar. You have to know, yeah. Okay, so that's the Gemara Bava Kam. Let's do the Gemara in Moikaden. So where's the Rambam just before that? And so where's the Rambam here on this halacha? Perek Chaf Hei, Pas Halacha Zayin. Let's take a look at the Rambam first. Early in the Perek, the Rambam talks about the role of a Parnas Al Tzibor and all of this, and then and some of the Gemaras we had earlier, actually some of the Sayonek. That's early in the Perek. Now we have, that's why I thought there was a connection between this Gemara and what was before. And the Rambam as well, you see a connection in the same Perek. The Rambam says, that's another thing that you see that's not Lashon Hara when he reports that. That the Chofetz Chaim brings this a lot in his Sefer, this Gemara Moikaden. That was since when he comes back and reports that the guy is Lashon Hara. How can you believe it? He's allowed to say that the guy was cursed, which he certainly could be cursed in a way. So he can report that it was cursed, and it's not Lashon Hara. It's the Halachas Lashon Hara issue, but he can report, and it's not Lashon Hara. Anyway, the Rambam brings his spouse. Shliach Beis Din Sh'omar Ploni Sholchani B'Shem Echad Nadayonim. Shliach Beis Din says, so-and-so sent me Ploni Sholchani B'Shem Echad Nadayonim. What do those words mean? Ploni Sholchani B'Shem Echad Nadayonim. Is the ploni the dayan or the ploni someone else? How do you read the Lashon HaRambam? Ploni shalchani b'shein echad min hadayan. How do you read it? Shliach beitin sha'amar, ploni shalchani b'shein echad min hadayan. Sounds like the shliach is one removed from beis din.
I thought you were saying ploni shalchani and we're then putting
and
in
and the ploni is. The ploni is achadayan. We're putting it. Ploni shalchani dahainu. That is to say, b'shemach. Okay, maybe that way. Read it. Either way, the point is like the Gemara, the Rava statement. The loratsa baldin lavo. Ein kozven ala pascha shoshanta. Atziyomar mishem shlashta. So he parallels who? This is very much parallel to who? To the Rif. The Rambam focuses on what? Not on his not having to come, but there's no writing of the shanta. The Rambam continues. It's not a day that's known to be a day that they convene. They're gathered, and therefore, the When he comes, they rip it up. And so, okay, now let's look at Mayukat and Tazai. The Makoros for some of these in Yanim, interesting also. Tazai Namid Aleph, the Sugyas of Nidui. So the Gemara starts by asking a few questions with Makoros, and in the list is, where do you know the notion of Nidui, the marker for that? Says the Gemara, Minala Amarava, Minala de Meshadrin Shlicha de Beidina Umazminan Leiladina. What is this question? What are we discussing here? Sending a Shliach, Mimazmin Saman Ledin. That's our whole context here. And the Shliach speaks in the name of one, not in the name of three. Where do we know that we send a Shliach based in? What's the question? Why would you think that? And what would be the alternative?
They have to go
themselves. So, and why would you think it's not such a good idea? Maybe it's the meaning for them. Maybe that's what's required. That's mana ledin. So how do you know the meshadim shkuch lebeidina? Umazmina leledina lebal din. Yeah. Techsiv. Vayishlach Moshe Parshas Korach. Likrow l'dasan v'la'aviram v'nei Eliyav. What did Moshe do? He sent likrow l'dasan v'la'aviram. So who did he send? Vayishlach Moshe. Who did he send? Moshe was based in Vayomru. What was the response? Lo Nala, they weren't about to come. Maybe sent Korach. Vayishlach Moshe likrow l'dasan v'nei Eliyav. Now, originally they were part of the conversation. They must have moved away. Originally, they, at the beginning of the parasha, they all came. As the Ramban talks about this, so they were gone. They went back. Meanwhile, Moshe continued the conversation with Korach, and then he sends. Okay, let's go further. Umenolan demazminan ledina. Now, this was that you can send a shliach. How do you know that umazmin ledin? Dichsiv. Vayom Moshe el Korach atav v'chol adascha. So this is a later pasuk. Moshe said to Korach, this is pasuk Tez Zayin. After Moshe heard the response from Dasan Avirim, he was very upset, and he said, "Al tefinam in chasam," and so on. Then, Vayomash el Korach, atav v'chol adascha hayu lefnei Hashem. So what does that represent? That represents Azman al-Adin. Atav v'chol adascha, you have to be there. Now, who's the Beis Din? Hayu lefnei Hashem. Sounds like, what's the Beis Din? Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Moshe. The Gemara goes on. L'kami gava rabba. And you say you should be in front of a gava rabba, d'chsiv lefnei Hashem. At uplanya, you and the other one, d'chsiv atav v'hem, v'aron. And how do you know the kavin and zimna? That when you make a summons, you specify a time. It says machar. The pasuk is atah. So all this is in this pasuk. The idea of hazmana lebeisim. Moshe says to Korach, atah v'chol adascha, heyu lefnei Hashem, before the gavarava, kadosh baruch hu kiviyachol, and who? You and vahem, the aron, and when? Machar. And how do you know you give different times, zimna basa zimna? It's another pasuk he quotes. That if it doesn't come for that time, you set up another time. And then eventually the Gemara gets to the question, and what about Nidui? And the Gemara quotes that, the concept of Nidui. So this is the Gemara Moikot. And this Gemara, there's a comment of the Muki Yosef, which gets quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. The Muki Yosef in the back. Interesting thing. So we saw Minolan de Mizaninan Sheyava Ladin. Ato Ploni Atobeva Nitva. The Kosov arrived it. So who's the Shliach based in when Moshe is summoning Korach, not when he said Dasan Vavir, he's summoning Korach that he should be tomorrow with Nei Hashem, Machar. So who's the Shliach based in there? Moshe says to Korach, "Atav v'chol adascha, ayu lefnei Hashem, atav v'hem v'aron macha." Who's the Shriach Beis Din? He is. So he brings from the Ravid, the Kosaf of Ravid Zal. Moshe Haya Shriach Beis Din. Shalehu Shlucho Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ulefanav Zimen Osam Udin. So according usually these parashas are just like nice, you know, nice stories and nice ideas, but there's halachas that you can learn stuff. These the parashas of Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, you be tomorrow for that showdown with the Machtos, Lefnei Hashem. Moshe is a Shliach Beis Din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyachu, that's the Beis Din. That's the Ravid that the Mukhi Yosef quotes. So, who Shluch Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zimein Osam Ledin. That's what he quotes from the Ravid. The Yesh Lefarish says another, now he suggests something else. She Moshe Haya Beis Din Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that the Beis Din was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe was a Shliach Beis Din. Moshe with Hashem was a Beis Din. The Shalach La'adas Korach Al Yad Korach Sheyu Mizumanim Ledin L'machal Lefnei Hashem V'lo Halach Moshe Hazminan. Now he's going to Korach on the second pasuk, not on Dasan Bavir pasuk. I don't really understand. He's speaking to Korach, no? He says, unless he didn't speak directly. He says he sent to Korach. Alma in Tzvichim La'adayan with Zalzel Ba'atzma Melechis Eitzel Balidinim Ve'azminam Ledin. Shehabalidinim Chayavim Hizdamein Al Pishlucha. Okay. So he says that this goes back to the question of the Shriach Beis Din. The Dayanim should not demean themselves to go directly to the Baldin to come. But then he adds the following halacha that the Ramah quotes, as I noted before. Im Yesh Behem Mumche. Suppose of the Balidin and there's a mumcha, someone that's more outstanding than the rest. Shrichim heim lachok lo kavod, then they have to show kavod to the mumcha, ulazminan b'shem ha-mumcha. And when you're mazmin, you have to mazmin b'shem ha-mumcha. Dichsiv heyu lefnei Hashem, v'lo omer heyu lefaneinu. I can't listen to this, all the Ravid apparently, he's bringing all this from the Ravid. So according to the second part of the Ravid, who's the Beis Din? Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu alone. Moshe together with Hashem. I know they're based in Shakal. Don't ask me based in Shakal. I don't know. I don't have to say exactly how you exactly apply that in a case like this. But meanwhile, why are you with me Hashem? Because Baruch Hu can be Yachol, and this basin is the Mumche. So that comes out now, you have a situation where Dafka, the Shliach basin, has to mention the Mumche by name. So how does this affect the statement of Rav? Rav says, if you're Mazmin, you have to Mazmin shame everybody. What does that mean? B'shem the Beis Din. But then the Mukhi Yosef says, but what should you do? If there's a mumcha, you have to mention the mumcha by name, as Moshe did over here. So this is quoted by the Ramah, Simen Yud Aleph in Choshe Mishpat. Simen Yud Aleph. Ketzad Mazminim Ledin V'al Pimi. That's the heading of the Simen. Simen Yud Aleph. So, I'll read you a little bit from the Mechaber, then I'll read you the Ramah. The Ramah is in Siv Beis, but just to get our feet wet here. Ketzad mazminim ba'le din ledin, shochem lo beis din shlucham, sheyavo liyom ha-mezuman ledin. We'll get to the Ramah in a second. So they send a messenger to come on the designated day. Lo ba mazmin vasa pam shenis. Doesn't come with the first asmana. Some of this isn't again today too. Are these things not the needy part? But you send a second asmana. Lo ba matmino so pam shlishis. Third time. Lo ba mamtina lo ko hayom. Lo ba minadino so macharaso. Okay. Then he goes on some details. If he's available in the city, then only one time is suffice. Continue. Vashliach based in Neman Lomar. He klani or he kladai. He cursed me. Cursed the dayin. Which is a Lashon Hara, but he's believed, and he's allowed to say it. Oh, lo ratzalav l'bin, he's believed to say he didn't want to come. U'misham tino so alpiv. Based on this declaration, you can put him in chayr. Avo, ein kosven ala psicha shel shamta, ad sheyavo shnayim v'yaidu, shenim nalavo. As far as writing the document, which requires him to pay money, then you need two aidim to testify that he's refusing to come. The ein shliach beis m'chayr b'mirs dvar mishim Lashon Hara, that's the other Gemara. Okay. Siv Beis, Simen Yud Aleph, Choshe Mishpat Siv Beis. This is our Gemara. Good to have the larger context. It is a Gemara. Shliach Sha'omar Sha'omar. Ploni Shalchani B'Shem Echad Mehadayonim. It's like the Lashon HaRambam. Shliach says, Ploni Shalchani B'Shem Echad Mehadayonim V'lo Ratzo Lavo. Ein Kosven Ala Psicha. Again, like the Rif. Like the Rambam. Ein Psicha Shal Samta Ad Shiyoma B'Shem Shlashta. Zak the Ramah. The im yesh, and then the machaber continues with b'med amurim shalach hashliach b'yom she'ena yadua, abu b'yom hayadua, like the Rambam. Then already it counts, even if he doesn't say everybody, because it's yadua. But the Rambam inserts right after this first part of the machaber. So he says you don't write a psicha shoshamta unless he speaks in the name of everybody. He says the Rambam, the im yesh b'em mumche, chokim lo kavod umaskir lo shem hamumche, and muke yosei perik el megalchin. So if there's a mumche, then Choking lo kavod and maskir shem hamumche. So what does it mean? Does it change the whole picture? So now you are maskir shem hamumche. So what? You only mention one. You mention the beis din, but what's the mumche? What does it mean? So there's a couple of things in the nosi kelim here. Let's go with this one first, then we'll go back. Mahayish ben mumche the sma says choking lo kavod ken kasev b'shem arayved. Learned that Machokis of Korach, that Moses was the Shliach, sent to Korach, Hayu Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem doesn't say Lefaneinu. You see, he mentioned the Mumche. The Eino Muchach Sham, the Imshocha Lazmino B'Shar Hayamim, the Azmino B'Shem HaMumche Levad, the Sagi B'Hachi. It wasn't the Mashmah necessarily that if you're sending on a different day, it could be there was a day that was Miyuchat, so you don't really need everybody's to be mentioned. So now, but you should mention by name the mumche. What about if it wasn't Monday or Thursday? Doesn't see that gemara that you can get away with just saying the mumche. If anything, Rava says you need everybody. Avom misider lashon maram the divrei hamachaber, from the way the Rama inserts this statement of the Mukhi Yosef in the middle of the machaber's, because the machaber didn't yet talk about Monday Thursday. Remember the machaber's words. You have to see afterwards. He starts by giving the halacha that he has to speak in the name of everybody. And otherwise, you don't write the shtar nidui. And then he's going to say afterwards, that's only on a different day. But in the middle, the Rama brings, but you should mention the mumche. From the lashon of the Rama, the positioning of his words, it seems as the sma, the chada be'idach talya, the ein shalchaz min hashem shlashta. The havalei lamizuman lachshov, the vadai kosh shlashta and tzivahu hazmino. El shachokin kavad lam mumche. The imlokin havalei lamem adin ze'acha b'medvam amurim. According to the Sma's reading of the Ramah, comes out a new chiddush in this Gemara. That this that Rava says, that on a day other than Monday and Thursday, if you're mazmin, not in the name of the whole Beis Din, there's no nidui, there's no sivas shtar nidui. This is all if the person that you mentioned by name was not the mumche. But if you mention the mumche, then weiter, the person has to realize that it's everybody, but this guy is obviously above the rest. That's why he mentioned him. So it changes everything, turns it on his head, according to the smart, and he doesn't understand why it's mukhi that way. From the makar, from the mukhi Yosef, you wouldn't see it. The shach, back on the end of the Machaber, just some other points, just once we're here, just to round things off. So at the end he says, on the day of Monday and Thursday, everyone knows, Ba'api Shabashiyah B'Shem Echad, it's as if he speaks for everybody. He says, the Shach, however, V'davka Sheyehei Shavel Beis HaNish'arim, Avalo Pachas V'Bekulam. The other extreme. Let's say it's a Monday and Thursday, so you don't need to mention everybody. You can mention one diet. Let's say that one diet is clearly a notch or two or three below the rest. So can you even mention the lowest dayan on the totem pole? No, dafki shouldn't. If he's shave, then it's enough to mention one of the three. They're all shave. But if he's clearly lower than the others, then even on the Monday and Thursday, because then you put the person in the position to think, it's not serious. So it comes out, mitzad echad, according to the Ramah, Rava's halacha has been changed that you really could mention even one person if he's the mumche, even on a non-Monday, Thursday. According to the Shach, the Shem Yam Shul Shlomo, even on a Monday and Thursday, you shouldn't mention one if that one is below this. Okay, one more loose end. So we medayik. The Rif talks about writing the Shtar. He can't write the star if he only mentions one dayan. What about Nidui itself? That yes? Similar questions we had in Rashi. Does he have to come? Does no Nidui? So we wondered. Now, according to the Rif, according to the Rabbi, it's about writing the star. What about the Nidui itself? So the Sma says, Lav Dafka, in Kosim Psicha, Lav Dafka Kosvin, Elohuat in Blok Siva, Imenadin, the Zilbasa Taimah. What's the logic? Imroda, are you. So he doesn't seem to make an issue of the Ksiva Sanidu. Okay, so these are some of the interesting inyanim that come out of the Gemara. The last thing we'll leave for tomorrow, just in terms of reading the Gemara back itself, look at the Bach in the back. Very interesting. He just medayik a number of diukim in the way the Gemara flows, and he has a way of reading the Gemara which sort of answers all those diukim. It's just an interesting way to look at the Gemara. We'll go on by the next